are listening to Teacher Talk It, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide. www.teachertalkit.co.uk. Like, subscribe and follow to stay in the know.
You know, I'd advise anyone in England to look at it. If they think there's not much in the English curriculum to help them, particularly at primary level, the Welsh one is, you know, is bare bones in comparison. So schools are really having to invent. But the freedom within that is that you invent something that works for your community and your stakeholders.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources, and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance, and research-based publications.
This week, listen to Ross McGill, founder of Teacher Talkit, interview Nathan Glynn, teacher in alternative provision, ex-primary deputy head, and Teachers Talk radio show host. In today's podcast, some of the things we'll be discussing are the Welsh trials of an extended school day, curriculum reform in Wales, and whether seeing schools as a form of childcare is negative.
Brilliant. Okay, so as I said in the intro, we're going to be talking a bit about what's going on in Wales at the moment. Can you talk to us a little bit about what's happening in Wales and about the trials that are happening about extending the school day? That'd be great.
Yeah, sure. So the Welsh Assembly Government have said that they wanted to look at changing the way our school days are. And so they wanted to trial it. Got 13 schools, one college, and asked them to extend their school day by about an hour. They are putting on extracurricular activities, for want of a better word, and that's the way that they have decided to try this. Now, some schools are taking it a little bit further. There's one in Barry that is also providing free school meals at 4:30 for any children who are there until then. So they're taking it this kind of idea that they are broadening experiences. It's a small study. It's, you know, 10 weeks. So we should be coming to the end of it sort of around the end of this kind of spring term. It's only about 1% of schools. So it's faced a bit of criticism for that as far as the trial goes, that, you know, what is it going to reliably tell us? It's also faced a bit of criticism about whether it's about childcare. Mm-hmm. The Welsh Government, Mark Drakeford, has said it's not about that, although what they have said is through this Labour Plaid Cymru deal that they're aiming to reform the school term dates as well, and that they are looking at patterns of family life to bring those all in line in a kind of 21st century approach to schooling. The feeling was very much that we were still using a 19th century model back when Wales was agricultural, and we need to bring that forward to meet the needs of all the stakeholders involved.
Do you know what? I can see people initially thinking, oh my goodness, you know, it's just going to be extra phonics or extra numeracy, extra English, extra maths, and that you're extending the school day, that's not going to work. But actually, I think the emphasis, like you said, is around your creative subjects, around sport and around the well-being, about the missed opportunities. But also the point that you just said, you know, they're going to update an education system because we're coming through a pandemic. And I absolutely agree with that. I think once, like what happened in the pandemic, we're going to be going through that for the next 5-6 years. After the Second World War, so I'm a history teacher, we changed education because of the effects of it, because of the social effects. And what a brilliant opportunity that would be now if we could get together and have an education secretary in Wales and in England that actually, you know, put these really good changes into the system. Because I don't know, I'm talking about England here, but the students in Year 11 are just about to go into their GCSEs and they've got so much missed learning. Half their teachers aren't there at the moment. Like, what is the point in them sitting those exams? Why can't they just carry on learning some of those gaps? And I think Wales are, in their own way, you know, reinventing a system that is appropriate because of the need, because of the pandemic.
Yeah, they're using words like culturally accessible activities, wide-ranging opportunities, and that's what they're talking about. So when we talk about it extending the school day, it's more It's more nuanced than that. It's not quite the same thing. And as you say, it's not an extra lesson of maths. The bit for me where I don't think, you know, maybe they need to consider differently is putting those things at the end of the day, which is what, you know, is the easiest way to do it. You kind of go, okay, we need to extend the school day. We keep everything the same, but we stick an extra activity on the end. And that is one way to do it. But if you're going to do this, why not, you know, think a little broader? Why not have a slow start to the day? Why not have it, you know, why not have interspersed cultural activities throughout the day? And there is that. And as you say, with as far as attendance goes, we've had some data out today where they said, so in Wales, since this term, 25% of pupils, so not this term, this year, academic year, 25% of pupils have missed more than a week due to COVID. Mm. Now, on top of that, it's, well, not on top of that, included within that, 80% of pupils, 8 out of 10 pupils, have missed more than a week for any reason in Wales. So that's pretty much everyone has missed at least a week of their schooling. Now, we can look at the catch-up narrative and all of those things, but some of this and some of the changes Wales is looking at is pre-COVID. You know, some of this stuff has been talked about or has been coming before that. We're also in a massive reform of the curriculum for Wales, where schools are completely rewriting their curriculum, and that is a wave that's coming through, working its way up from primary into secondary, you know, as we speak, where schools are writing curriculums that work for them. And it would be, you know, I'd advise anyone in England to look at it. If they think there's not much in the English curriculum to help them, particularly at primary level, the Welsh one is, you know, is bare bones in comparison. So schools are really having to invent. But the freedom within that is that you invent something that works for your community and your stakeholders. On top of that as well, we've got ALN reform, so additional learning needs, what would be SEND in England. That's going through a massive reform as well. So it's a bit kind of workload worrying. And so you can imagine unions for school leaders, teaching staff are kind of a bit overwhelmed with all of this because it's a lot of change at once. It's exciting, and if done right, it could be really interesting. Yeah. But yeah, so there's a lot of change going on in Wales.
And I think that would be my initial thing is, so I have to stay at work an extra hour. So is that what's expected? Are all staff members expected to do it, or is it more of a voluntary thing, or is it because it's extracurricular activities or a cultural thing? Are you buying people in, and is there budget for that? Like, what's the reality of it, or do you not really know yet?
I think I would side with the people who say that, you know, 1% of schools is too small. 13 schools, you know, and okay, a college as well gives you a little bit of breadth, but that does not cover the differences of schools in Wales. And, you know, as much as in England there are coastal schools, you know, Wales has schools in big, big cities like Cardiff, very urban inner city schools. And it has very remote villages as well, you know, in comparison. Mm. And so all of that has to be factored in and has to work. And so I think, you know, until it starts getting rolled out or a decision gets made and still people, until people can be able to innovate, because even a 10-week trial, you know, that's not a lot of time for you to say, actually, do you know what, for these 10 weeks, we're going to completely rethink our school day. I would imagine most schools have done what some of the ones I've heard about done, which is tag on an extra curricular club at the end, because then you haven't had to change teachers' hours. You know, you haven't had to change the school day necessarily.
That's not even a term, is it? How are you supposed to see the effects of an implementation after 10 weeks?
You know, as I say, it's not gone down particularly well, you know, for a number of reasons. But some of that, and I think, you know, for me, I think the Welsh Assembly government maybe made a misstep in saying it's not about childcare. What if it is about childcare? What if that's okay? If we're saying people's working habits have changed, if we're saying people aren't working an agricultural year where they need their kids with them in summer to help with the harvest, if we're saying that people are working later, longer shifts, there's nothing wrong with that. For us to say, actually, schools are in a position to look after children. Why don't we make those things marry up? I don't think that that's a bad thing, you know. You know, sometimes we take it a bit negatively that people would see us as childcare, but we do perform two functions in that sense. And okay, maybe that's an okay thing that we say, actually, do you know what, schools could be open longer. And as I say, some schools, particularly, as I say, this one school in Barry who seem to have really bought into it, are talking about becoming a community hub, which is something that I've always been interested in when working in England, is actually a true community school that has facilities open at the weekend, that has support for families and parents. You know, do we need to relook at what the model of education is?
No, it's just so interesting. Maybe Libby and Nathan should set up their own school, and we could figure it all out. So and it would be primary to secondary. We could have them all in one
primary
building.
Primary to secondary is the way to go.
Yeah, but so many people say this, and so many people think it. I don't understand why it can't happen.
My sister and my dad both taught in middle schools, and they loved it.
Oh yeah, you know, well, I moved to Suffolk. So I used to live in North London, and in Suffolk they have middle schools. Not anymore, but all my friends went to middle schools.
Whereabouts in Suffolk?
What? Where do I live?
Where is it in Suffolk? Yeah.
I'll tell you afterwards when we're not recording.
Oh, of course, yeah, sorry, we're recording. Why would I ask such a thing? No, I only ask because my sister currently teaches in Suffolk.
Ah, so. Okay. Well, we'll have a chat and we'll find out, and all the people listening will be forever wondering.
Gossiping.
Now.
Yeah, we'll do the gossiping about it.
So that, like what we just spoke about, that was absolutely brilliant. So you mentioned that most teachers that you've spoken to are just not very happy, or they're very worried or anxious about what's coming up. Is that sort of the general opinion?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a piling of things, isn't it? You know, we've hit a perfect storm in Wales. Curriculum for Wales was being talked about certainly before the pandemic. There was talk of postponing. They've slowed some elements, I think. Same with the reform to additional learning needs. So what would be SEND in England? They've moved some of the deadlines for that. But you're talking about piling things on top of things. And when we talk about absence rates, you know, if you're talking about having even just 10% of your school staff off, that's all your development time gone. If your middle leaders are covering lessons, you know, if your senior leaders even are having to step in and cover things, it's all your school improvement time gone. And so any time that in a normal academic year would have been devoted to, okay, you know, we're going to do this curriculum reform, we're going to look at improving this, all of that's gone because of COVID. You know, people are really, you know, at the end. And even my school this term, in fact, we had to close a year group for a couple of days just because we didn't have the staff. You know, they had to go to remote learning because it was the only way we could staff. Now, if you're having to do that, there is no room for saying, oh, do you know what, let's have a really complete rethink about the school day. You know, you just don't have time for it. And so all of these things on top of everything, you know, I just think that's where it isn't working. At the moment in Wales, people have got too much on their plate to say, okay, and rewrite the curriculum, and now all children that were on this pathway for SEND are now on this pathway with this paperwork for ALN, and we want to look at the school day, and we're considering term times as well. Yes, you know, it's probably a bit stressed, I would say, at least.
Yeah, I can definitely imagine that. And I think what would be really good is if we did a podcast on this topic in a year's time, just to see where we're at, because it would just be really interesting to see what came out of the pilot, especially, as you said, if it's 1%, because that 10 weeks, it just doesn't seem enough, like you've just already spoken about.
You know, call me cynical, but I'm going to say it went fabulously and they'll push ahead with a wider pilot. That would be my reading on it, and actually I'd welcome that. You know, a wider pilot's what's needed. Obviously maybe it's a soft rollout, you know, they're just dripping it out,
maybe we'll see.
I would say it's gone really well for those who tried it, and you know, the proof will be when a wider variety of schools in different contexts have to face those challenges.
Well, what we need is somebody from the Welsh Assembly to come onto the podcast with you and with me and to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Invite them on. You know, as I say, I am fully the weird thing is, like, I'm fully behind this as a concept. Timing wise, though, it's bad timing.
Yeah, no, absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. OK, so what we're going to do now, just to get to know you a little bit, just before the last sort of question, and it's been absolutely brilliant so far. Thank you so much, Nathan, is I'm going to do a little quiz. OK, so I'm going to say a couple of things and you've got to really, really quickly tell me which one you'd prefer. So it could be a dog or a cat, and we'll start off with that. Ready?
OK, I'm ready.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Chinese food or Indian food?
Chinese.
Beer or wine?
Oh, beer.
Or a squash, I don't know. Staff room or your own office?
Oh, staff room, yeah.
Okay. School lunch or packed lunch?
School lunch. Love a school lunch.
I would be the same. Primary or secondary?
Well, primary or alternative provision. Primary.
That's not the game, Nathan. That's not primary. The game. Right. phone call or text?
A text.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix for the budget.
Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Swimming or sunbathing?
Swimming.
Yes, good. With your two kids, that's very good. Jogging or hiking?
Ooh. Oh, okay. Well, that I like running, but like somewhere that's mountainous, if that makes sense. So,
okay, again, like hiking, but excellent. Yeah. Running up a hill is your answer.
Running up a hill, yeah. I'd have that one, yeah.
Crazy man. McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
Yes. Marking or no marking?
No marking. Well, if I can get away with it, why not? Yeah, why not?
There we go. There you go. Put you on the spot there, just a little bit there. So, can you talk to us about either your favourite teacher or your from school?
Oh, well, see, the sad thing for me is I don't remember a lot of school. I don't remember a lot about it. What I remember, and probably my favourite part, and I think this is possibly telling of my attitude towards education as it is now anyway, is I used to be in a band. You know, I was in like a little band with some mates, and we were allowed to use the music room at lunchtime or in form time. We could just go and
the
supervisors. I played the bass guitar at that point, okay. Which is really easy. So yeah,
what
I'm
was,
not like
what
amazing.
What was your band called?
We had a lot of different names and were incredibly dysfunctional, and we, you know, fell apart before we've ever really performing anything. But I think the point was someone trusted us just to give us time and space with things that we didn't have access to at home. You know, this musical equipment, and gave us time and saw that actually us having that was of benefit. And I really like that. But yeah, that's my favourite bit, and I take that with me a lot, that actually sometimes you can, as a teacher, just back off the kids a bit. The opportunity is enough sometimes, and maybe that'll give them a passion. I'm pretty sure some of my mates were just coming into school, you know, to get through maths so that they could then meet us at lunchtime to play the musical instruments.
Absolutely. And I think there are so many people out there with similar stories to that. Absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Nathan.
That's okay.
Sorry?
That's okay.
That's all right. Well, thank you.
It's been lovely.
Well, we'll be brilliant. And I think we should definitely do it again, and just see where we're at with the Welsh Government and the Welsh Assembly. That'd be really good, really interesting.
Oh, yeah, more power to them. You know, let's rethink it. I don't see why not. You know, apart from the timing, give us the money and schools could be different, you know. But
absolutely.
Give us the time as well.
Absolutely. Right, well, thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.